Grace, mercy, and peace. Peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we are embarking upon the middle of this sermon series that I like to call Easter Transformations. How you and I are still today being transformed. Now, sometimes we're being transformed forcibly, right? The whole landscape, our life is changed right now. We are in isolation. We can't do the things that we're normally going to do. We can't be in church like we want to be. And we're transformed. But guess what? God is also transforming you and your hearts and your minds to know Him even greater and appreciate Him even greater as He leads us through this all. Now, we're moving today in our gospel lesson. We heard about Jesus calling Himself the way, the truth, and the life. We're moving from ignorance to knowledge. Now, to understand that, where we first have to start is we have to go back in time. Yes, we can go back in time. We don't need a magic phone booth. We don't need a magic DeLorean from the 1980s. We're going to go back in time in worship. We're going to turn back to maybe a few weeks ago when we were looking at John chapter 20. So if you have some Bibles at home, or if you have a Bible app on your phone, check out John chapter 20, the Gospel according to John. We talked about this when we had that lesson about doubting Thomas. Right at the end, it says, the purpose of this book. John writes, now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples. This is verse 30. John chapter 20, verse 30. Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe in Jesus, the Son of God, that by believing, you may have life in His name. Did you catch it? Let me rephrase it. All the stuff that we're hearing in church, all the stuff that you're hearing me proclaim in our sermons, it's all so that you believe, to trust that Jesus is who He said He is. And that by believing, you may have life in His name. So that's important. So today we're going to learn about how that is shaped when we go back into our normal lesson. Jesus is with His disciples. He's telling them, guys, don't let your hearts be troubled, right? That's pretty helpful for us because our hearts are probably aching right now. He says, believe in God, but believe also in me as God. And He says that I will go and prepare a place for you. Wouldn't that be nice that God is preparing us to come back to some sort of normalcy? That God's preparing us maybe to go back and play some sports, to maybe go back in church, maybe go back in school? No? You don't want to go back to school? Okay. But God is still preparing something for us. And He says, you know the way to where I am going. You know what's going on, guys. Now, you got that friend of ours, Doubting Thomas. He's the skeptic. He's the guy that demands the proof. He's the guy that says, show me the money. Thomas says to Jesus, Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way? Kind of reminds me of maybe you're going on a family vacation trip, you're riding down the road, and whoever's driving pretends like they know what's going on. They don't need a map. They don't need a GPS. They know how to go where they're going. But they miss it. So Jesus responds to Thomas. You don't know the way, Thomas? Guess what? I am the way. Ironically, that's what early Christians called themselves before they were called Christians. They were followers of the way. The way. And he says this pretty bold statement. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. So from now on, you do know him and have seen him. We are just like Thomas, believe it or not. We are just like those early disciples where we don't just get it. Things just don't seem to click, right? How is God behind all the things going on in life? If God so loves the world, why would he allow the world to get sick? Or maybe if people aren't actually getting sick, why there'd be so much confusion, right? How is that the way? How is that the plan God has in mind? Well, we know that we are sheep. Remember from last week? And guess what? Sheep are sometimes not the brightest always. We don't always get it. We like to wander around. We like to do our own thing. It's good to be a sheep, but sheep are pretty dependent. They need to be led. That's why we're ignorant. Yes, we don't like to be called that, but you and I are ignorant people sometimes. We don't know all the facts. And just like we might watch in the news, they don't know all the facts. Even our doctors and nurses sometimes just don't know it all. They don't have all the answers. They try. They try real hard to solve the problems. Even our governors, even the people that are designing ways, helpful ways that are planning to get us back to return to our businesses, our homes, our places of worship, they're trying to make a plan, but they don't really have all the pieces to the puzzle. So that's what it means that we are ignorant. We know what's going on in the here and now, but we don't know how to get to the end, the thing right off in the distance. That's what Jesus is here for today. Jesus says that he is the way, but he shows us how that is possible. He gives us something to hope for, the end in sight, that light at the end of the tunnel, you might call it. Jesus doesn't direct us without giving us an end in view. That's why it means that we are covered in God's knowledge. Yes, way back in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve ate from that tree of knowledge of good and evil. But the truth of the matter is only God holds ultimate knowledge. Only God knows the proper time and place when we can be safe. Only God knows what our world is really destined for. And so that is why when he responds to Thomas, he says that if you had known me, you would have known the Father. Well, guess what? You and I know the Father's plans, right? We are Easter people. We know that God has risen Jesus, our Savior, from the dead. And because of that, we have an end in sight. We know the end. We know the rest of the story. If some of you guys followed the Paul Harvey in back on ABC Radio, the rest of the story, we know it. We know that Jesus has given us eternal life. If you and I were to die right here, right now, today, guess what? You are destined for eternal life. Not because of anything you've done or haven't done. It's because what God has given you already, because of Easter. That's the knowledge we're talking about. Yes, we don't know all the answers to coronavirus. We don't know all the answers in life, but we do know, we have the knowledge that our Savior lives. We just sang it. I know that my Redeemer lives, and because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. When you believe that, just like Jesus says, you won't have any ignorance. You will have a knowledge which surpasses all understanding. So may that guard your hearts and minds in the one true faith until life everlasting. Amen.